This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Public schools and libraries are closed, and South by Southwest was canceled. Elected officials and public health experts are encouraging people to stay home and to only leave for essential trips, like to the pharmacy or the grocery store. But for those who are elderly or have medical issues, doing even that in the face of a pandemic can be scary. So neighbors are stepping up. They're posting on social media asking, "Do you need help? What can I buy for you?" In one North Austin neighborhood, one woman has taken to the streets, and not in the way you might think. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has this story.
It's Sunday morning, 6:30 a.m., and I'm running.
All right, Cece, so tell us what the hell we're doing right now.
Cece Rowe wears a neon tank top. She's got a tattoo of a tree running down her right thigh. The 43-year-old has her hair in pigtails.
I basically play on-foot courier, and I run from house to house, picking up items from one house and dropping them off at another.
I can explain a little more. Roe belongs to a Facebook group for her neighborhood in North Central Austin. It's an exchange place of sorts. People post items they don't want, like a pair of Crocs, some bookends. You can also ask for things, moving boxes, a spare storage bin. But then you have to get that stuff you're giving away to your neighbor. That's where Roe comes in. And this damn running.
So I walk my dog a lot. I run a lot. And I was going out and doing my own buy nothing pickups or drop-offs. Just like, I'll drop this off at your house on my next dog walk. And it just expanded from there. We're going to take a right.
She builds her route based off which houses she's stopping at. This morning, we've got a mix of pickups and drop-offs, 5.5 miles in all. Ro runs with a backpack. Inside, she's got bath bombs, stress balls, facial masks, perfect for families facing weeks at home with kids. After a little more than a mile, she drops some of it on a neighbor's porch. Ro notices a bag left for pickup. She takes out a blue surgical glove before touching it.
I am trying my darndest to not be the harbinger of death. There is no reason to not use a glove if you have one, to just protect yourself and everybody else.
Lately, the things people have been giving away and asking for on this neighborhood Facebook group have been related to the coronavirus pandemic. Who's got hand sanitizer? I'm braving the crowds at the grocery store. Who needs something? Neighbors on social media sites like Nextdoor and Facebook have been offering help to the elderly and to the ill, people who might be more susceptible to catching this thing and might have worse outcomes if they do.
Wait. Oh, well, I made you run an extra blow. Oh, no, that'll work. Down. Okay.
We're a little lost. Down right. It's fine.
I'll take a little break.
Oh, yeah.
But Roe figures it out and we carry on.
It's the secondary issues with this virus that concern me the most. Social isolation, financial turmoil. I mean, how many businesses are going to shut down? Oh, goodness.
We run up Manor Road. We're about 3 miles in and the sun started coming up. Ro stops at an apartment building to drop off a hairbrush. It's going to a single mom, she says. The woman holds several gig jobs, including driving for ride-hailing companies. Ro says she was planning to make a lot of money driving during South By.
You know, she doesn't have time to go and pick stuff up. She also doesn't have the finances to, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm dropping off, I think, soap for her. No, I'm dropping off a hairbrush. Like, it's a nice hairbrush. And she's like, I could use a new hairbrush. I'm like, all right, lady, I'll bring you a hairbrush.
We turn off the busy road. The next place we stop, it's a gold mine.
Do you see what I see?
Two bottles,
right?
Of hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
we're taking it to a woman a couple blocks away. She's recovering from heart surgery, and the neighbors are worried about her immune system, especially during this pandemic.
Somebody who just had heart surgery needs to have hand sanitizer more than some douchebag. And where was he? Like, Tennessee? Who was it in Tennessee?
Rose talking about a New York Times story where a man in Tennessee stockpiled nearly 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, planning to sell them for more. He since donated the bottles after the state started investigating him for price gouging. But Rose says mostly she thinks this brings out the good in people. We experienced that just a few minutes later. We stopped for a drop-off at the home of a woman named Greta Kreidner. She comes out to tell us she's got face masks. Can we bring it to the woman who just had heart surgery?
Give me 2 seconds here. I'm going to make some orange. Whoa, that's fancy.
Yeah, they're the fancy kind. I spotted like 2 boxes at HEB on a weird corner spot. Them in there. Thanks.
We chat with Kreidner for a bit before getting back to our run. We go for about another mile before we get to Jenny Lorraine's house. Lorraine's the woman who had heart surgery. It's her third since November. She's getting that hand sanitizer and those masks. Dad and 2 young kids answer the door.
Hey, kiddos.
I got gifts from the neighborhood. Got some masks and that.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah.
Ro blows the kids' kisses by, an acceptable way to sign off during a pandemic. Good for me, we're almost done. Another quarter mile back home. When we get there, Ro wipes down the door handles, and she takes off her backpack, now lighter. Then she...
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Well, she washes her hands. 20 seconds, the recommended length of time. Ro says she'll likely do another run later this week.
All done.
Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.